Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Chime, I'm okay with pre-disco Bee Gees, so that's a banger. Always acceptable, but no further disco rejoins on the show. I know Wiggy wants them all
Love
morning
him.
Long.
Yeah, you know, I listen just every now and then.
Is the goal audience or no audience?
Curtis, you got to understand, disco is big, especially for our audience.
I was just saying to Wiggy, like, I'm not a big disco person. He said, Courtney, I want you to look up Donna Summers. I'm like, yeah, I know who's
Did he say no, Summers? There's no S.
Oh.
I want you to look her up. She is like what Taylor Swift does,
I know.
Any outfits?
Do you know what she performed at? What massive Boston sports event?
Donna Summer?
Yep. I believe. My memory.
World Series?
Nope. A baseball game.
All-Star game?
99.
Nah. Mm. The Ted Williams game. All-Star
right
game.
After the coolest where they had the All-Century team introduced.
Yes.
On the field.
I mean, Taylor Swift is basically a disco person on stage. Her whole swagger. That's the whole disco era.
Yeah, her outfits, I guess. You're right.
It's her whole swag.
Coming up, we are going to get to They Said It. And that is a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports. And among the things that we will get to is what Bill Simmons said about the official passing of the 2024 Boston Celtics. Audio eulogy from Bill Simmons after the Celtics make another move and trade Kristaps Porzingis. Fan favorite. Another guy who helped you win a banner. And things are going to look a little different next season for the Boston Celtics. So, and you can talk about that trade all day long and all morning long here on WEEI. But we have leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Before I get to my lead, I just want to thank the listeners, because Greg always says it, but the nicest, most giving listening audience ever. We posted yesterday, Santo's riding the PMC this year for his mom, and you have to fundraise for it. And we hit his goal in like 2 hours.
Really?
So the nicest people that give over and over again, not only just for Greg's foundation, but also for Santo. So just wanted to thank everybody.
And coming up in a month and a half, the Jimmy Fund.
Yes.
And our annual Jimmy Fund radio telethon. Getting close, somewhat close, I think, to $100 million raised. We're over $70 million when it comes to the Jimmy Fund.
Wow.
Am I right, Curtis?
That is correct. Yeah. Unbelievable every year.
But my lead this morning is Alex Bregman, because in the state that we are in right now with the Red Sox, Scott Boris spoke yesterday. Alex Bregman currently in the first season of his 3-year, $120 million deal with the Red Sox. We talk about it all the time that it is a player-friendly deal in the way in which the Red Sox have dealt with this season. If I was Bregman, I'd probably hit the road. Well, his agent, Boris, is saying that he and Alex are open to negotiations for an extension well in advance of his free agency year. Boris says it's up to the team now. He said, quote, those are questions that only the team can propose. I think everybody is focused on the season, but the idea of it is if you have a player playing at a high level where he's at, that's important for the team to look at and important for the player to look at as well. So if you are the Red Sox, if you are Craig Breslow, and you are hearing Scott Boris is saying we are open to negotiations right now, today, do that.
Well, that's probably because I think it was Jeff Passan or one of those MLB insiders but their belief is that the Red Sox, should they believe themselves to be out of it at deadline time, would think about dealing him, which I would be really bothered by if they did that.
He is really good at his job, Scott Boris.
He is so good, because you know what he's doing.
Yes.
He is basically saying when Bregman leaves after the season and opts out, we wanted to stay.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
But Greg is so right. You just caused an absolute kerfuffle this entire season. And I'm not saying that it was the wrong move to bring Bregman here, but you caused an absolute issue with your number one player. Then the guy that you bring in that caused it gets hurt, and now you're going to deal him? Like, that is just complete mismanagement.
No. Yeah. I mean, he is, not only is he an unbelievable player, but he seems like an unbelievable guy to have around your young guys. You know, Bradfo or whoever, they love to tell the story because it's a great story about him going out and buying the new guys, the prospect guys, suits during spring training. And he's just that
I don't think
kind
he's going
guy.
Anywhere, though.
Huh?
I don't think he's going anywhere. Because of the injury, and then this is an injury that he's had before, right? He's, what, 32 years old? Mm-hmm. He was off to a good season, but he's been out for a while. Unless he comes back and he tears it up, right? Are there going to be many teams that are going to give him?
He's opting out.
But he'd have to.
I'm with you, but Ken and everyone says he's opting out.
But wouldn't he have to tear it up, though, to opt out? Because if he comes back.
No, because I think he's a proven commodity. And, I mean, injuries happen. There are going to be teams that want him, Wiggy.
But talk about worst-case scenario for the organization all March. It was, how are they going to survive? How are they going to figure this out with Devers and Bregman? On June 25th, they have neither.
God, I would be pissed if that happens.
Do you think Devers would have helped yesterday on those when they had a runner on second and nobody out twice late in the game?
Yeah. He could have used his bat.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Could use Bregman's bat.
Sure. I mean,
we definitely know that if he happened to hit a walk-off in that in that game last week, he would have done an interview afterwards, as he did for the first time in 2 years.
Yeah.
I thought that he took it literally when he hit the ball. He walked everywhere instead of running.
Guy refused to do a single interview with Nesson or this station or the Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network for 2 years.
Well, Dave O'Brien's a gotcha journalist.
For 2 years.
Mm.
And then he goes out there, hits a walk-off. He's like, where do I go for an interview?
Right.
Put me on everything.
Well, I don't know. Jamai loves him. I don't think that.
Who does Jamai not love?
No, I know. But I think that if he refused to do interviews
Courtney
with
loves Jamai.
You know, Courtney loves Jamai. Jamai loves Courtney. Great. I love Jamai. Very nice man.
I'm just saying.
Well, his English has gotten better in 2 years. That's
I mean, give me a break. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'm going to do a quick reflection on what we once had to what we now got and where do we go. 2024 Boston Celtics. Here's your 7D, because that's generally what you do. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Drew Holiday, Chris Stapps, Porzingis, our guy, D. White, P. Pritch, Big Al. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad.
As we stand here today, 625-25, Jaylen Brown, D. White, P. Pritch, the Murder Hornet, Luke Kornet, Anthony Simon, George's Niang, and Sammy Hauser.
Don't forget about Quetta.
And Sammy Hauser. As we stand today. So I ask this question. That team right there doesn't probably do much in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a sixth seed. Maybe they might even have to scrap to be in a playing team. I ask this question. Courtney don't want to move on from Jaylen Brown.
No.
But if you're the Celtics, do you consider trading Derek White, taking some of the, you know, a little bit more money you save,
mm-hmm.
and then you put a team around Jaylen Brown that he gets to be the guy for this year, but even then will struggle and potentially be a lottery pick, and you'll still have Jaylen Brown, you'll have Tatum coming back, and the possibility that you'll be a lottery team, and I heard some of the experts saying that next year's draft is supposed to be really good.
Yes, they are saying that next year's draft is a stacked draft. But I'm with Curtis. Like, throw this season out the window. Like, you got the built-in Tatum excuse. Throw it out the window. See what you get for a pick, and then plan for the following.
But how do you do that, though, right?
You hang on to Jaylen Brown. You hang on to Derek White.
Aren't they still scrappy enough where that's not throwing the season out the window?
You're going to be a 5 or 6 seed,
right?
If those guys stay healthy. Like,
Curtis,
to me,
do you want to trade Jaylen Brown?
Yes.
I think you do. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
Not because he's done anything wrong.
Right.
The opposite.
Just for the future.
This year is massive for the future of the Celtics in that Tatum's going to have maybe 4 years of elite play after this, Wiggs? Would that be a good...
I mean, he's still young. KD's still playing at a high level. So let's call it five just to be on the safe side.
So 5 years of elite play after this. You have the opportunity to get back. So it's clear now that Chisholm won't be spending in the second apron, right?
Yep. Yes.
So whatever you think of it, that's the fact. So you get as far away from that as possible. You get as many assets as you can. And you use this year to go, whatever, 22-60. A, maybe you get Mazzulla fired. Win-win. And B, you get a top five lottery pick, and you're able to be active in pursuing the next team that will be led by Tatum for the next 5 years, as opposed to holding on to Jaylen and Jason as they're, you know, being paid well at the top of the pay scale with an owner who's not going to get too deep into it. That's what I would do.
Okay. Texter says Wiggy always wants to trade the white guy.
Well, Jaylen is white.
The Derek.
Oh.
yes, I'm a pretty
Derek
good text.
Is white because of last name.
All right, Wiggy, thank you. Yeah, we knew that. You don't have to explain it.
Well, some people might have been like, wait a second.
Yes, that was the intention when it came to the texter, I think. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
I thought this was interesting. Disgraced Boston City Councilor Tanya Fernandez Anderson, who was convicted on federal corruption charges. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
A wire fraud and theft for accepting cash in the bathroom at City Hall. Resigned. Has yet to leave office. She has announced that she is throwing herself a party.
All right.
By inviting the public to come celebrate with her at her last city council meeting this week.
Is this one of the neighborhood parties that Wu is funding?
Yes. I mean, what are we doing? You were elected by the people and given their trust.
Yep.
And then you were in a bathroom, essentially accepting bribes.
Yes.
Have refused to leave office. And when you're finally leaving office, you're throwing a mixer to celebrate what you did?
Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's like a divorce party.
And everybody there, Greg, thinks that Trump ended democracy.
I can't believe these people.
Do people show up to this?
Probably some people will.
What could be more egregious? What could be more misleading?
Right? Get out of town, lady. Go to serve whatever, I don't know what your sentence is, but it probably ends up being some, you know, stay-at-home ankle bracelet thing. Whatever. Go get lost. Goodbye.
Can you glam
throw
up
a party
an ankle
for yourself? Are there hors d'oeuvres and red Solo cups?
Definitely red Solo cups.
Definitely red Solo cups.
What? Can you glam up an ankle bracelet?
That you can.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy, your boy from Lowell Bean Shooter.
Oh, yes.
They call it the Irish Rolex.
Yeah.
You can definitely glam it up.
I love it.
All right. Well, that does it for Leeds. Uh-huh. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It right now. Courtney, and what is trending?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox drop another to the Angels at West. 3-2 was the final in extra innings. Despite the loss, Garrett Crochet had another great start, going 7 innings, giving up 0 runs on 3 hits while striking out 10. They've got another one with the Angels tonight. 4:07 first pitch with Richard Fitz getting the start. Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 3:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. Kristaps Porzingis is the next one to be sent packing. He was part of a three-team trade, sending Porzingis and a second-round pick to the Hawks, Terrence Mann and Atlanta's number 22 pick to the Nets, and Georges Niang and the second-rounder coming to the Celtics. Tonight is the NBA draft. Cooper Flagg is obviously expected to go to Dallas with the first overall pick, while the Celtics have two picks in the draft, number 28 and number 32 overall.
You never know. Nico Harrison, maybe you put a package together.
Anything can happen, Wiggs. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending.
No mention of Big Z and the Hockey Hall of Fame?
What could be more egregious? What could be more misleading.
I mean, do I have to write this stuff for you over there?
Yeah,
what?
I guess you do. Sorry, I just focused on news over here, and I didn't know if we were going to do that, you know, as a segment.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
congratulations
thank you.
To the great Zdeno Chara.
And Jack Parker.
And Joe Thornton.
Oh.
All heading to Toronto and the Hockey Hall of Fame. We'll be right back with They Said.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It next. The Celtics have traded Kristaps Porzingis, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI during They Said It in Seconds. We will go over what Bill Simmons and others have said about that. There has been somewhat of a dramatic turn of events in advance of Roadshow number 7, which is Friday in Gloucester. And the Cold War that has existed between this show and the Greasy Pole Hardos. So we got to get to that maybe after 8:20 or so on today's show.
Greg, I just wanted to let you know. So I played that Nirvana song for a reason.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to my buddy Goo. Sent me a video of Dave Grohl.
Uh-huh.
Talking about how he ripped off a bunch of stuff from the Gap Band for the Nevermind album for Nirvana.
I see.
So again, disco not just influencing today's pop, but also your favorite rock music.
All right, Sean. Okay,
you are obsessed with disco for whatever the reason is.
We know how popular Nirvana is.
Okay. Appreciate Goo weighing in.
Right, and I love Nirvana.
Shout out to Goo.
Goo is old friend, new friend. How long have you and Goo been tight?
Me and Goo have known each other probably now almost going on a decade. I think pretty close.
Okay. Where does the nickname come from?
I believe it was a name he got in like school, called him the Big Ragu, and just shorted it to Goo.
Must be Italian, huh?
Yes, very Italian.
You know where the Big Ragu comes from, though?
That comes from Laverne and Shirley.
Yes.
The Carmine Raguzzi.
Losing listeners.
Yes. Yes, we are.
It's right in their wheelhouse, Laverne and Shirley.
Let's get to They Said It, please.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it on the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it, brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city, those who drive, those who care for others, those who build, those who construct. So please nominate somebody when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where would you like to start, Sean?
Well, Greg, now that Kristaps Porzingis has been traded, we've lost both Porzingis and Drew Holiday within the last 48 hours. Bill Simmons talked about that and basically said that this is the funeral for the 2024 Boston Celtics.
We had the Drew Holiday trade last night, and then Kristaps Porzingis sent to Atlanta today. The 2024 Celtics funeral is here. They lopped off miraculously $28 million in two trades. They got under the second apron, which doesn't just save them almost $200 million in luxury tax, but also has all these other positive roster benefits. I'm not sure the Celtics are going to be that bad next year in this weird Eastern Conference. Holiday in the playoffs and in the Knicks series, I thought looked pretty rough. You flip him into Simons, who fills this scoring void that they clearly need with Tatum. You have Pritchard and Simons out there. Those are like two of the better heat check guards in the league. You have Jalen, who's still a top 20 guy. You might have rebounding. You're going to have a good coach. You have this philosophy of just gunning up threes. They're going to be way worse defensively. Porzingis played half the year last year and then was a corpse in the playoffs because he wasn't healthy. The Tatum piece is the piece that's the disaster. But if you're talking about the rest of it, like, they might be all right. They might be an overachiever. I don't know. I'm prepared for anything.
Come on,
okay.
Bill. We don't want them to be an overachiever, though. Because then that puts them where? Fifth, sixth in the Eastern Conference? Or maybe fourth? And now when Tatum comes back, Simon is, you know, you got to figure out what you're going to do with him because he's on an expiring contract, right? You want to be able to be bad where you can really, really take advantage of the potential lottery pick that you could get to now make your team really good the year Tatum comes back, rather than be like, okay, and now when Tatum comes back, now you're just like...
I don't think roster-wise that... I mean, I don't know, maybe they are. I don't think they're going to intend to tank, Wiggy. I don't think anybody...
You don't intend, but if your team is not that good, like if you move... And I said Derek White, and Curtis brought up, you win 24 games, 25 games. Look at the Dallas Mavericks. They were able to win the lottery based on a lower percentage, but if you win 25 games, you're like the Sixers.
I also think Brad Stevens needs to keep in mind, like, if you trade everybody, if you get rid of Jaylen Brown, if you get rid of Derek White, if you're looking at more big pieces that you're going to get rid of, are you positive, 100% positive, that Jason Tatum is going to come back from an injury like this just as good as he was before? No. So,
well, but that's what you're banking on. Seen that from guys before have come back.
I just think that Brad Stevens is a guy who is very smart and somebody who needs to take into account everything that could end up happening.
So that's an argument for doing nothing when it comes to Jaylen Brown.
100%.
By keeping Jaylen Brown here because you don't know how Tatum is going to be post-injury.
Well, then if that's the case and you don't know how he's going to be.
Well,
then,
you don't.
But isn't that more of the reason why, all right, you should do something even better? Because then your team's going to be what? Jaylen Brown and a hobbled Tatum?
Yeah, if Tatum's not the same player, you're porked.
Right.
Like, no matter what you do.
So you might as well try to get as much as you can and build an absolute, you know, juggernaut around him when he comes back.
Jaylen Brown wants to be he's deep down, I guarantee you, if you said, be honest, do you want to be the star of a team? He would say yes. Right?
Of course.
So until he's got that, he will find real or perceived slights in everything the organization does. And I guarantee you, he's not posting on Twitter right now about how pissed he is. It's because he's probably saying, yeah, let me get to a spot. It'll help out both sides.
Yeah, but Curtis, who cares if you think that Jaylen Brown is pissed off the court? He doesn't take it onto the court. Jaylen Brown hasn't been an issue for the Celtics team when it comes to in the locker room or on the court. So it's so frustrating to me that it's over and over again, season after season, where Jaylen Brown is always the center of everybody, and there's so many fans that are saying get rid of him.
Do you think
he is the reason he is? What?
Do you think Brad Stevens is smart?
I just said that like 2 minutes ago.
So then he's the one who's doing this. Don't worry about me or Wiggy or fans.
Blame the organization. The reason why we're sitting here talking about Jaylen Brown potentially getting moved is because the organization...
But Brad Stevens isn't shopping him.
Right.
People are calling him.
Right.
Wait.
According to reports.
Okay, so let's work on this. Let's say that Michael Jordan plays for the Celtics, and it's 1992.
Okay.
All right.
And Sham Sharania calls with a payphone and says... hey, Brad, you guys getting a bunch of calls on Michael Jordan? He would laugh and hang up the phone.
Right.
There would be no answer to the call. LeBron James with Cleveland in year three. Like, there are guys that there are calls about. How many stories are there about calls about Tatum the last couple of years?
Yeah, but
zero.
Zero, right?
Zero. I've never even heard a conversation about Tatum being on or teams calling, asking about him.
Why? He's a better player than Jaylen Brown. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, and with the Jaylen Brown situation, this is the team's doing, and they've been doing it since day one. And we all saw Celtic City, and we know that he carries that chip, and he is upset. He was like, how can they boo me when expected me to go number three overall? So
I love landing on good points.
He has to be sitting
and yet
there.
And he's still here. Those reports come out every year.
There hasn't been a single story on Tatum ever.
But he wants out.
Curtis, you're making it seem like Shams' tweets and reports have been like coming from the Celtics. They're saying that other team, it seems to me, like Shams' hearing from other teams that are interested in Jaylen Brown.
Right. Yeah. Why doesn't he ever say that other teams are interested in Jason Tatum?
Because Jason Tatum would cost too much.
When they ask about Tatum, Brad goes, ha ha, beat it, gone, hangs up. When they ask about Jaylen Brown, Brad goes, all right, well, what are you thinking?
In the Twitch chat, and there's always a lively chat going on adjacent to the show, if you watch it on Twitch, Game Dog says, awful take, Wiggy. You want to blow the whole thing up. Awful take.
All right, well, then guess what? You'll be the fifth seed. You'll you'll get bounced in the first round, and you won't have no real assets as far as when it comes to trade assets. You'll have an expiring contract in Simon, and, you know, Simon's a good shooter. He don't play defense, but then you're going to have – so you're going to have Tatum and Brown.
And George's Yang.
And Derek
George,
White.
Yeah. Who is an
and Peyton
absolute,
Pritchard. Yeah.
George's Yang is an absolute banger when it comes to the threes. Outside threes, 41%.
Yeah. This is a local guy. We should be supporting him. I'm not going to stand for the George's
Yang.
No, he's
right-handed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. George's Slander. Yang. Well, yeah, he's from your neck of the woods over
yeah,
there.
Methuen
like Lawrence.
Lawrence
in that area.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm with Curtis on this one. And Curtis and I, we go back and forth on a lot of stuff.
Right.
But Curtis was right at the Celtics, like, wrap-up press conference. You're supposed to say, we are building our team around Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum when he gets back from injury.
Full stop.
That's it. But he don't do that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to do the Nuggets owner, and they said it, but you wouldn't even utter those words out of your mouth if you didn't think, like, all right, maybe the second apron, like what he said about the Joker. Mm-hmm. Like, there are certain things that with certain guys, and they've been doing this to Jaylen Brown. And I know if I was Jaylen Brown, I would not. I'm tired of playing second
you would
fiddle.
So you think Jaylen Brown wants to be out of here?
I would,
because
of
every time, every offseason, his name comes up in trade discussions.
Every offseason. And he's always being played as the second fiddle to Jason Tatum.
Well, he is the second fiddle. I mean,
but there are people, but do you think in his mind...
Is there a tie-in to the Gap band and the second fiddle?
No, okay. But do you think
there is a gap between Tatum and Brown.
Do you think in his mind, after he won the conference MVP and the finals MVP,
that he thought he was?
That no. He thinks he's second
yeah,
fiddle?
Probably not.
Oh, right. Maybe nobody's right. Calling for Jason Tatum.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know. We talk a lot during the season about how elsewhere in the league he's not respected. People don't like him, whether it's Steve Kerr in the Olympic situation. Maybe nobody else is calling about Jason Tatum.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. But we will get to the rest of They Said It next, including a bit of an egregious tab when it came to the amount of money the Panthers spent celebrating the winning of Lord Stanley's Cup. So that
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's coming up. Curtis says, thankfully, a little relief from the heat today. Not much, but a little. In fact, if we could chime, we should open the window world of Boston WEEI weather window. Curtis can poke his head outside. What do we got today? 90 or something like that, Curtis?
Well, right now it already feels like 84 degrees in the great city of Boston. Mm. But we're going to get relief tomorrow. The high this afternoon is going to be 86 real feel in the 90s downtown. Tomorrow, though, we're going to be waking up in the 60s with a high, not getting past 74 until Monday of next week. So we'll be cooling off a bit, some rain around. But otherwise, Friday at our road show at Rockport or Gloucester and Rockport, it's going to be 65 degrees. Providence yesterday had a real feel of 110, which is just wild. Right now in Portland, Maine, it is 81 degrees with an afternoon high of 87.
All right. Well, Friday, 65, 70, something like that is perfect greasy pole weather. So, and we'll get later on, we'll get to a potential cooling, a thaw in the Cold War. Wait, can you have a thaw in a Cold War? In the a little bit of relief when it comes to the battle between this show and the greasy pole hardos in Gloucester. Maybe. All right. Anyway, we were smack dab in the middle of They Said It. What is next, Shine?
Well, next, Greg, let's go to the New England Patriots, because Robert Kraft sat down with Adam Schefter and was asked about the last couple seasons for the New England Patriots. Here was Kraft and Schefter.
Please tell Patriot fans some of your expectations for your new head coach and the team he's assembling right now.
Any Patriot fans that are out there, I can tell you I'm very excited about this upcoming season. The last 2 years were the worst years of my 31 years of ownership. We have to change that. We have a new coach in Mike Vrabel who is really connected with the players, doing great work. We have a young quarterback, a lot of great veterans, free agent veterans who came in, a great draft class. We're going to have fun this year, I promise.
Well, gone are the days where he essentially guarantees a playoff appearance for your football team, I guess.
Right.
We went from guaranteeing Super Bowls to we're going to have fun this year.
Yeah. Hey, we'll have fun.
Yeah.
It is amazing how he has lowered expectations.
Mm.
It is.
Well, you have to when you lose Tom Brady, Curtis. You know that.
I mean, some of us were ahead of the curve.
If you're Gerard Mayo, how pissed are you?
So
like,
pissed.
Honestly, the more and more that we get separated from that whole season,
mm-hmm.
if I'm Gerard Mayo,
Thundercat did him dirty.
Is none of it on him?
Some of it, but not nearly all of it.
What about the part where he was strolling to the back of the plane and playing cards with the fellas?
Yeah, he was. Greg, that's also like you sticking just some random guy you found off the street in the studio with you and expecting him to be good at radio.
Jackson is right there.
We don't even know where he lives.
Oh, by the way, Jackson is joining us for the final roadshow of roadshow season at Lake Winnipesaukee. Ken and I discussed it, and I said, of course, let's have Jackson up. So maybe we'll have...
Where's he staying? On the dive overnight?
Greg, are you trying to kill the guy?
Maybe...
Of all the ones to choose, Winnipesaukee.
Maybe we will have a rare, real Jackson and Hill Note Jackson guy together.
Could be in one place. That could be.
Dueling Jacksons.
That's the two worlds right there.
But anyway, what was it
so
like?
So can I just a quick thing?
That's Robert Kraft who made that decision, Shime.
Exactly. So again,
but it was also Gerard Mayo who was up in his office when he was supposed to be down on the field working, saying, Bill Belichick's doing this.
Right, just like Belichick did with the Jets when Parcells
was
coaching.
Yeah, but always said, everybody said Bill Belichick can't relate to players anymore, and now we're mad at Gerard Mayo for going to the back of the plane after a game and playing cards with them. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. I think that he was made out to be such a villain that season, mm-hmm. and the way that Robert Kraft just discarded him and moved on.
It's really awful. Courtney makes a great point. And the biggest thing, Greg, is well before you're in the back of the plane, well before I thought he was coach of the year after week one, you had a moment similar to what Vrabel had at the start of his tenure as the head coach. You had an open rebellion of your most talented player in Matthew Judon mm-hmm. on the field,
yep.
and the organization allowed Mayo to sink in that moment. Nobody came out there. Nobody publicly repudiated the player. They traded him. They got a decent return. But immediately, Mayo's role as a guy replacing Bill Belichick was thrown into question, whereas Vrabel handled that with the organization perfectly when he had the Steph Diggs video. Immediately Diggs shows up, says hi to everybody, and falls in line. Those were the two things that
Maybe this is a ludicrous statement, but Gerard Mayo could have said, I'm not ready to be the head coach, right? I mean, he could have said
that. Whoever gets offered a promotion, a ton more money, and goes, yeah, no, I'm not ready for this job.
Right.
Who would ever say that, Greg?
Nobody.
I put some of it on...
People aren't honest with themselves.
No. But I put some
There's only 32 jobs.
I put some of it on Mayo, right? Mayo made some mistakes.
Ooh, blame pie. How much percentage?
Yeah, he made some.
He was like, it was Monday, and he's like, I think Drake May should be our starter when the season gets here. And then it was Monday afternoon, and he's like, I don't think Drake May's ready. I don't know. The fellas, I let them go out in London till 3 a.m. and have a good time.
Made mistakes.
But
Kraft couldn't have helped him with those things. Like, you couldn't have helped. You knew this guy that you hired was very inexperienced as a head coach. He'd only been a position coach for, 4 or 5 years?
Right.
Like, you didn't even give him other people around him to help him and assist him along in the process.
Why not
hire? He kind of just, threw him out in the water. He's like, figure out how to swim, bud.
Why not hire Josh McDaniels to help him out? They could have easily did that.
They got they tried for Scott Van Pelt and they hired his fat brother.
So I put some of it on his plate.
Curtis, now we're fat shaming?
No. I meant PHAT. Okay.
But there's no way Kraft can sit up there and basically say, compare him to like his relationship to like his relationship with his wife Myra, who passed away, and then a year after, 1 year, not say, okay, let's get you some help. Let's do some different things and give you another shot. And he was just like, I beat it, brother. That is doing him dirty.
Yeah. Okay. What's next, Shine?
Well, next, Greg, a couple of the Florida Panthers boys were on with the Spittin' Chiclets guys. And it was interesting, the amount of a tab that they ran up at that club in Miami called 11, I think was what it was called.
Yes.
That we can hear from their interaction with Spittin' Chiclets.
Who are
I believe
they?
It was Kachuk, Marchand, and Barkov.
Okay. Marshy, what were you going back into 11 to do when Barky grabbed you by the shoulder and said, it's over, Marshy. The night's done.
I had to go back and bring it, boys.
It was 5 a.m.
I know you guys have been there. You don't leave 11 before you get kicked out. He was going to pay and then realized that, it's a $500K comp.
Oh, so they comped that whole bill for you guys. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, we're treated pretty well there. They do a good job.
Okay.
All right.
So you ran up a $500,000 tab.
Right.
Probably not that hard to do when it comes to popping bottles.
Not when you see their menu.
As the kids say.
Their bottle service.
What's a bottle of champagne? What's a bottle of...
Their most expensive Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades.
75 grand.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You should just...
All right.
Yes.
75 grand for
light
that?
Food, light it on fire.
I mean, they got it comped. They didn't have to pay for it.
So you probably get five or six of those. Yeah. And then,
how rich do you have to be to say 75K for a bottle of champagne is cool?
What's Marchand making?
What do they do? Bottles of, like, what's a bottle of, if you're going to get a bottle of vodka?
A bottle of vodka, the most expensive one they have there is $900, almost $1,000, and it's $975, and it's their vodka.
Okay.
11 vodka.
What about some snacks?
But they're getting, like, tequila. They're Classe Azul, almost $15,000. Yeah.
15 grand, that's it?
That's it.
That seems very reasonable, Curtis.
Yeah.
For the Magnum.
But, like, I mean this sincerely. Like, you couldn't meet anybody that you would ever want to spend time with that thinks it's normal to spend $10K for a bottle of tequila that's $100 outside.
Yeah, when you win the Stanley Cup.
No, I'm not talking about these guys. Oh, I'm talking about people, of course.
Who are you talking about? Regular Joe Schmoes?
Yeah, I mean, like, Greg would do it.
Yeah, regular
people. No, you would not.
I mean, Sincoro Wick's vodka, tequila for a Magnum, cheaper than the Classe Azul, but still over $2,000.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But you could just get a drink instead of a whole bottle.
Yeah, but then you don't get
I'm sorry. The Sincoro Extra is almost $15,000. No. So
do they have a Groupon?
Yeah, but then, you don't get the section, Curtis. Now you got to fight to get up to the bar.
Service, you're right there.
I mean, there's
right
so
near
much
the DJ.
Right. See, big...
How much, when it comes to making it rain, how much did they spend? Do we have any idea how much they spent to make
it rain?
They
don't look like make it rain type of guys. Now, if this was football... Yeah. They're probably
being be
200,000.
I love
on
these
the
videos, though.
It's probably the best night of their lives.
But you know what the crazy part about this?
They don't remember anything.
Riding the crowd wave.
The craziest thing about that interview is when the guy goes, they comped us, and then I can't remember who said, well, yeah, we spend money there before. Mm. So they must, you're not comping 500,000 unless.
Well, they partied there last year, too. They, like every time now,
I bet they partied there during the season. Right. There's no way a club owner's comping you 500 grand if you're not going in.
We're talking about it now, as is everybody else. So maybe they feel like it's not really comping 500,000. It's comping the, you know, $30 that the bottle cost that it cost them to buy.
Exactly,
the club,
and the amount of people, the line to get in there, with knowing that they're all in there with the Stanley Cup, must have been around the block. I mean, 11 doesn't need any marketing; they're always jam packed. Mm-hmm. There's also a Boston connection. One of the guys who is like a big wig at 11.
But I
Boston
bet they're
connection.
There a lot during the season. So 11's a club, a nightclub.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's also kind of a strip club. There's strippers there, but it's a nightclub.
All right.
Great big whiff here. It's right around the corner from the Miami Museum of Ice Cream.
Oh,
that is a great spot.
I've made it rain in that place.
Me too. James does every Saturday.
Yes. Imagine a video of Marchand leaving 11 and going right to the ice cream museum.
All right. That's where Dale was waiting for him.
That is going to do it for They Said It.
Dale here.
Up next, we'll get to Courtney in today's news.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.